Hi, I'm Brenda Reese, freedom and forgiveness coach, and a person just like you that is learning to navigate life and all of its challenges. I teach a forgiveness process like no other. It's a blend of practical and spiritual forgiveness. This process guides you into knowing how unforgiveness can be keeping you stuck in your relationships, both personally and professionally, and how it prevents you from releasing resentment and finding joy. Each week, I share practical and some not so practical tips, tools, and advice from myself and other people that are on this journey just like us. This is for you if you are ready to turn your pain into peace. Welcome to the Forgive Yourself Podcast. Hi, and welcome to the Forgive Yourself Podcast. My name is Brenda Reese, and I'm the host, and I have a fabulous guest for you today. I'm so excited to introduce and then have some questions for her and have a chat. Her name is Wonderful Morrison. Now, Wonderful, whose birth name is not just a stage name, is renowned as a fempreneur for life with over 25 years of experience as a brand and marketing architect, and she is an architect. She's a seasoned business professional, author, speaker, and the visionary founder of Lead Her, H-E-R, brand and marketing consultancy firm. Wonderful has established herself as a driving force in the industry. Through Lead Her, she has pioneered an online business training hub and a boutique branding and marketing consultancy, specializing in empowering women and amplifying their influence. And I can attest to this very much so. Welcome, Wonderful.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I am elated to be here because you have been the game changer for me as an entrepreneur. So I am honored to be here. And I really hope that your audience really understands the magic of forgiveness in wealth building, in impact creating, and in influencing your leadership out into the world today, because that's really what you have done for me.
Well, thank you. And I guess to give a little bit of a background, that we worked together for about 13 weeks and It was fabulous. You were willing to do the work, even though you didn't like me sometimes.
All the time.
All right, all the time. Yet, I loved watching the transformation with you, and I love how you're willing to talk about it. And so what we learned through this process is how important that forgiveness is in the journey of an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And so when we look back and you made the decision, because you had thought about where you were at, where you wanted to go, and you were kind of at a crossroads. And so What helped you choose forgiveness as part of your journey to growth?
So the only career I've ever had is entrepreneurship. And I learned really early in that journey through a really amazing mentor that in order for my business to grow and for my income to grow, I had to grow with it also. Mm-hmm. So the simultaneous growth of a business and a person is crucial. And I always knew that. But then when I think about if I had to choose between going to Richard Branson's private island, which, right, all entrepreneurs, that's like a pinnacle that you want to reach, is get to Richard Branson's island or forgiveness. And I'll tell you right now, hands down, to get to that island, you need to go through the forgiveness first. It's not going to work the other way around. That's my personal belief, having been a business owner my entire life and having a very lucrative and successful business. You could pay for a lot of things, but ultimately, it's always going to be outside of you, and growth can only happen from the inside of you. So when I was going, it's 2023, and I'm like, oh, okay, I know I have to do some things. Things have to shift. We had just faced a couple years of COVID. Right? Where the whole world thought we're going to die from a cough. So I really had to see how I wanted to see the growth of my business, because technology isn't changing. The world is shifting on its access. And always, not just business, but our environment, mental health with this big language that finally we're having in even the biggest forums out there, right? Mm-hmm. And so I knew all of this is moving and shifting. That's part of the magic of entrepreneurship, is knowing what's going to evolve and pivot. And I knew me, and I thought, okay, what do I need? And there's a plethora of choices out there. And I had just kind of been learning about energy and healing. And I remember thinking, I'm just going to feel through it and see what calls to me. And the magic of forgiveness came through. We'd known each other mm-hmm. and we'd worked together. But I was honestly, I can't believe it. I'm admitting this. I was kind of scared. Now, I don't say that lightly, because first of all, I'm a second degree black belt. I'm not afraid of confrontation. I like the journey of battles, but being afraid of growing my business through forgiveness was real. Yeah. Like, I could just take a marketing course and it'd be probably easier.
I know.
Right. So, however, now that I've been through it, hands down, best decision I've made as an entrepreneur and to grow myself and my business. So I highly recommend with people. And if you know, it's like, well, it seems if price is an issue, which always comes up in anything, what I thought about is I couldn't not afford it. Mm-hmm. In order for growth, sustainability, productivity, profitability to happen, there's no way I could not afford it. Mm. So I knew that to be true, and I did it kicking and screaming.
Yes, there was a little kicking and screaming there. But there was also the consistency and the persistence. So you felt, and I think this is important, because we all get to a certain point in our business and in our life where we know there's more. Yet mm-hmm. for some reason, we can't get there. Like, the old way isn't working. And I liked how you explained that before. It was kind of like, I usually do this. I do my planning. I do it this way. I spend this week doing this. And you couldn't do it. It was like, what? Why isn't like my head working? And it's like, you knew, but you felt that there was something shifting. And so that's, you know, I loved how you described it that way, because that was really helpful. Because I think a lot of the women out there, we do get to this place, especially now, especially in this time, we're getting to go, there's things aren't working in my business anymore. So I have to shift. I'm the business. Mm-hmm. I have to shift. And so when you look at this, what do you feel about how has forgiveness changed your business for good? Because you went through a lot of shifting and changing, and just, I'll let you talk about it. I'm just amazed.
You know, I think is such a great question, because there's a few things as a business owner, we subconsciously think. For instance, there's different stages of business in terms of income, in terms of deliverables, in terms of capacity, right? So Coca-Cola is not the same as Jones Soda. They're two, right? Coca-Cola is a 100-year-old company that produces probably bajillion Coca-Cola cans an hour, where Jones Soda is a more boutique-y, although it's been purchased by a bigger conglomerate. But originally, right, they were this boutique-y. They only produced a certain amount of sodas a week, a month, a year. Women and all of us in small businesses think somehow subconsciously we're Coca-Colas. Right. So we're building this business with an idea that we got to produce this many things and deliver this many things, and because we're always comparing ourselves to these bigger spaces of the Amazons, of the Costcos, of the Coco. And really, we're solopreneurs. We're solopreneurs with some part-time help. Somebody who helps us virtually, somebody who creates, you know, our websites, that the whole thing. And that conflict inside then makes us believe that we have to do more things in order to achieve more things, when really we got to get that thing kind of in reality. And so for years as a business owner, I've always taken the month of December off to plan for the next year. And that was my thing, right?
Yeah.
And this is the first time in my life I'm running a business by myself. My husband isn't in it. It's not a family thing because we've ran our business. And so I have this heavy weight of it's all on me. I got to do everything. So I spend the whole month just building out this plan on 5 different, you know, whiteboards and poster boards and doing like this whole Bill Gates thing on my wall of planning, when really the answer is me. Like, the answer is me. I'm the answer. So I'm sitting there one day and I'm looking at all my plans going, but what didn't feel right. It didn't feel right. And you know, that's the thing with business, is we're not trying to have feelings be involved with decision making of deliverables and transactions. But really, we have to. We have to integrate that. I'm a woman. I don't make decisions just based on my logic. I make decisions with my heart, with my thoughts, with my logic, and seeing the bigger picture. You know, like, I didn't move to a city to send my 3 kids to a school because it was just fun. I looked at all things. I researched. I see, and I have to do the same thing with business. And when I recognized it was me, I thought, "Oh my gosh, now what? Now what?" Though. So then, fast forward, we work together. We spend very intense 13 weeks of digging through that process of like, why do I have to have 8,000 plans to be successful? And what unearthed after that is that thing that we all know. Here's 2 things we say to ourselves all the time. We have everything we need in us to make things happen. We know that logically, but to actually live that out is difficult, because we have the negative Nellies in our brains, right? And the saboteurs that want to cut us down right when we think we're getting somewhere. And that space was, I didn't demolish or sever any of those spaces inside of me. I just recognized them and figured out a different way to do this. Because there's this other thing we all know, and we say insanity, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, hoping for a different result. Yes. Well, that is literally what small business owners do on a regular basis as a solopreneur, doing the same thing over and over, hoping for a different result. And that's what shifts for me, is I need to be different in order to create different results. And that was the birth of all of these new things that I'm introducing into my business that actually support not just my clients, but me.
Yes.
Because I'm done with that language of overwhelm and burnt out. It's for the birds.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to live that way anymore as an entrepreneur. Been there, done that. And this is, who knew the key would be forgiveness? But it is.
Well, and I think it's, like that you felt the transformation as you were doing this, because not only did you feel it, but I loved how you talked about people are going, what are you doing? Did you do it different with your hair, or what? You're wearing a different makeup. What are you doing? I remember when you shared that with me and you're like going, what is going on with these people? What, you know, and she's like, the only thing I'm doing different, folks, is I'm doing this forgiveness work.
Oh my gosh. Totally. Friends I haven't seen in forever, right? Friends that I haven't, that I've known forever and I haven't seen, all of a sudden they're like, it's not as weird when it's new people. Right. But when you have friends of you know forever, like, what are you doing? What are you, are you wearing different cream on your face? What's going on? Like, why do you look a certain way? And I, who knew that emotion weighs so heavy? Like, we know that logically, but you don't think that your actual presence brings, you know, get other people can recognize it. And when my girlfriend, when she said that, she was like, what are you doing that's different? And I was thinking, shit, what am I doing different? And then I told her, I said, I'm working through forgiveness. But what's interesting is my four girlfriends who I've known for a really long time who recognized something different when I brought it up. They're all, oh, what? Wait, hold on. What do you mean forgiveness? Are you crying in this thing? And I'm like, well, you might.
Yeah.
I mean, I have. And they're like, oh, I don't know. So it's interesting how people want an answer. You give them the answer and then they still think that's not the answer.
Well, exactly. There's that little piece of resistance that comes up, you know, because it's true. Because with forgiveness, no one knows really what that is.
Yeah.
We don't. We have our stories from other people or from church or growing up or communities. I had one client that said to me, she's like, you know, her mom was was really heavily into the church, and she was a prayer, what do they call it, a prayer intercessory or an intercession person.
Yeah.
So she would pray all the time for people, and she watched as a young girl her mother praying and crying and asking for forgiveness for these people. So she interpreted forgiveness as, this is bad.
Yeah.
You know, this is going to be
a lot.
Or a lot. But to her as a young child, it was like crazy, right? So she's like, I don't even like the word forgiveness.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then to work with her and have her look at it differently, because that's what you and I have done and that I love to do with people is forgiveness. Let's redefine it.
Yes.
Let's give it a different, what is it that you want in your life and in your business?
Yes.
Because you knew something needed to change, but you weren't sure what. And you are, like most high achieving, high performing women are about, I'm going to get her done. What can I do? Because I want to move forward. I want to be the best me and I want to be authentically me.
Yes.
Right.
Well, and I think too, the other key piece to that is what you bring to it as you mentioned, high performing, high achieving, very ambitious people, which is a whole different group of human dynamic, because we have this belief that we can do anything. We just push through it, just keep going. Like, who needs sleep, you know, kind of thing. And I think it's really important to recognize that in order for us to accept this space that we know deep in our hearts we need support in, it has to be a person that is willing to say, hey, you may get your way 90% of your day, but in this space, we're going to challenge some things. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that was a huge learning experience for me, of forgiveness, is because your willingness to challenge me on my idea of what forgiveness is, what my definition of forgiveness was, and you were not shy about it, right? You didn't like coat it in sugar or anything. You kept challenging my beliefs in that. And I hated every step of it, but it was so necessary because I see now how much more I have in me that I was fighting in myself. Because who was going to say no to me anyway? You know, like that's, I've built a life. I've built an environment that caters to me. So having somebody challenge those beliefs, and forgiveness is a scary, deep well of, I have a belief. Like what you were saying with the woman with the church thing, that's part of our, a lot of our stories come from religion in that space, in our upbringing, in our family expectations. And cult for me, there's an added element of cultural expectation.
Right.
So, and you do it, you challenge it in this very real, loving way to not pursue the negative aspect of it, but to see it as a big picture. Like, why do you believe that? And let's figure out what that's about. And those were spaces, honestly, people, I didn't like that. I was like, what? We got to go one more layer of this? Like, come on. I'm already giving you so much right now.
Yeah. Oh my God. I remember that. You're going, yeah, we don't need to go there. I've done all that work there. I don't need to go there, remember? And then it was like, oh God, she's going to make me go there. Don't make me go there. And it's like, yes, but that's, and then to have you go to a certain place, a certain area. Mm-hmm. And just because I go off of my intuitive guidance too, and it's like, there's something here. Plus of all my experience and my training, that's what I look for. I look for where we can connect the dots. Where's the beliefs and patterns? That's my little superpower. Mm-hmm. So, you know, having your like going, oh geez, no way.
Yes.
No way.
And I think too, that's another thing is, again, to just go back to this high achieving group of people, what we're really good at is creating an environment and space that is for our liking.
Yes.
Right? We have a high level of control of our environment. And so to be challenged in a way where you know it's beneficial, but you don't want to go there. Here's what I'll say to the audience too is, on the other side of that coin is, especially if you're in the arena of asking people to do something they don't want to do, like if you're in the industry of coaching or any service providing where you are out there promoting and marketing the empowerment and confidence of other people, but you're unwilling to get out of your comfort zone of what the life you've built, then don't expect that business to change.
Right.
Because it is exactly what you've created it to be. And that's sort of that glass ceiling that we talk about is, you want to impact more, you want to influence more, you want to make more money, but you yourself are unwilling to do that. It doesn't work. Mm-hmm. It's an oxymoron.
Right.
So it really, and I think that's the beauty of what you bring to the table is no one just happily, oh yeah, let's talk forgiveness. That sounds amazing. Like that's going to really build up my portfolio, right? But it really does. It actually does.
Well, it does. And I'd like you to kind of share a little bit about, because we had talked about it. How did it show up for you? So it's like where you were at before in your business, and then after working together, it was happening as we were working together, you had more, you know, you had shared with me more creativity. You were having different ideas. You were feeling lighter. And I think this is where the body keeps a score is really good. We both love that. Because it's true, neuroscience is showing it today that the emotions weigh heavy in our bodies, and it can actually block us from our manifesting, our abundance, our physical health, and our mental health. It can actually block us. And a lot of high achieving, high performing people are doing that for a reason. They're high achieving, high performing out of something from back there in the past that they are pushing themselves towards. And this is therapy wise. People talk about this in the therapeutic world. It's not just because we were born that way. We're not born driven.
Right.
We are driven for a reason. And you have been driven, but you noticed that you wanted to do something different. And so as you came into us working together, and then as we were working together, what do you think that you can share with people that changed in your business? Like what happened for you and your business?
Man, that's a really great question, because I think so many people can relate to this and in the solopreneurship or small business, right? Small business meaning like you have five or less team members or employees around you is that you, like, you're doing everything. You're doing everything all the time. And you kind of get to a point for me, especially where you enjoy that. You enjoy doing all of it. I really enjoyed it. But the thing was, I've hit the glass ceiling. I hit the glass ceiling of income producing, of service expanding, of expanding my reach and visibility, right? This is all the language of business of like, oh, you, how you are creating more, becoming more, giving more, serving more. And I'd hit that ceiling and I didn't know what, why. Like, I didn't get it. I didn't understand. But once we went through the work, what was so fascinating is because I was able to unload all of this historical crap that was sitting there that I thought was serving me to be more driven, right, was actually what was pulling me the other direction. For at some point, you know, I needed that motivation to build my life, to build my business.
Yes.
But then it stopped serving. It stopped serving me, like all of us out there. Yeah. At some point, that anger will not serve you anymore. At some point, that desire to work to your bones and get 2 hours of sleep will not serve you anymore. And that's where I was at. And once I was able to release all of this expectation and belief of what I had already defined as success.
Yeah.
Holy crap, more creativity filled this empty space that I was able to unload. Mm-hmm. So it was as if I had this beautiful mansion that still had the furniture from the 1980s that just needed updating. It needed fresh paint on the wall. It needed new, you know, window coverings. It just needed new life. And that's what happened. And because of that, my business shifted to where I felt comfortable raising my prices. It wasn't because I had to, right? That's a thing all business owners, oh, I'm going to raise my price because it's time. Well, okay, time for what? Like, what justifies that level of up-leveling?
Absolutely.
And not that you have to justify your value, but I understand why there was a need for it. I understood now, like, okay, I'm bringing more. And I also got rid of this idea of trading my time for money. I've been trading my time for money forever because that's how you learn how to build business. I really became more value-centric. So I started reshaping my business to trade my value for money. Because that's what people buy, is the value I have to offer, not really more of my knowledge. Like, there's all, I didn't even get my MBA from Harvard. There's plenty of Harvard MBAs out there.
Yeah.
But I deliver at the same level as an MBA Harvard for the people that need what I have to offer.
Yeah.
It just opened up that door now.
So. Oh, that's so beautiful. And I love how you were able to embrace a different business model to move forward. Two, you were able to step into, right, what you had been wanting to do, working on the ideas that were coming to you. And I think that this is really valuable because I think that that's what just emptying out the vessel, right? We're getting rid of that historical baggage can really do for us. And that's what we're all wanting. When we're ready, when we hit that ceiling or when we're sitting there stagnant, yeah. I think that I'm watching you change and watching you get excited and watching you just go, oh my God, this is what I meant to do. That's what, that's what forgiveness can help with. I mean, that's what I found for myself. You know, it's not easy. It's not easy work. It's simple, but not easy.
That's, I think, the other shift we all have to make as business owners is there is no simple answer for growth and wealth.
Yeah.
We all have to do the work. This just happens to be a different level of work.
It is. And all of our work is, I mean, entrepreneurship or small business ownership is about that, right? Is about inner growth. And so what I would recommend is people taking a look at that, the personal growth piece, and having each one of us take a look and see where is it that we want to grow. So yeah, no, I'd love, thank you for sharing everything that you've shared. And I'd like to just kind of end on a couple things. One is, what do you know now about forgiveness compared to before? How would you sum that up for people?
I am such an advocate for this work that you do, that I want to really shout at the rooftops that forgiveness is vital, not scary. And forgiveness is all-encompassing, but not suffocating. And the biggest lesson, I think, for me through working in forgiveness is that, oh man, it's I feel kind of like there's no words to describe it other than self-love is at the core of forgiveness that brings forth gratitude, compassion, kindness, generosity. Like those things as a business owner is very much embedded in our brains and in our processes, right? We're business owners because we want to serve people through our gifts and talents.
Yes.
But working through forgiveness, what I really realize is the embodiment of it, not just the knowledge of it. And I think that's such a powerful piece as an entrepreneur, because we get bogged down by a lot of comparinitis, right? We get bogged down with not enough time, not enough this, or how much more. And gosh, if I could just be there, if I could be five places all at once. And what I learned in this work of forgiveness is I'm enough exactly where I'm at. Embodied, not logic. That's different.
Totally different. And what you're talking is acceptance. Also, you're talking.
And I remember when you said that.
Yes.
And you know, ladies, we are generationally been caged for expectation, for valid, like we're looking for validation and permission everywhere subconsciously. And I feel like, having been a business owner, I've fought that thing really well for a long period of time. And I can't imagine starting business today with knowing how much personally it weighs on me that my idea of business is my own failure, that it's somehow tied to my identity without forgiveness. Is like, why, how could I sleep? How can I possibly sleep if that's the way I see the world?
Right.
Because it's consuming to know that, you know, especially us who have husbands who are supportive or, right? Like, oh yeah, because secretly sometimes I feel like he's thinking over there like, oh, good side thing, babe. Good, you know, that's your little thing that you do, that little thing.
Yeah, that
well,
little
no, thing. It's not this little
it's
thing that I do.
Big thing.
Right. And I really am done with that feeling of like somehow our pursuit of business success is minimized by everyone but us. But we're in this island by ourselves until you come to full acceptance. Right.
Absolutely.
So because now that I fully have accepted, now, mind you, I'm still going through the journey of forgiveness because it didn't just happen in that 13 weeks. There's so much that happens afterwards. Is now that my language is different. Even when I talk to my husband about my business, right, it's I feel more empowered. I feel more confident that whether I fail or succeed, I own it. It's mine. I made this decision. It's for me. It's about me for other people. And that level of ownership takes years and years and years to be embodied in us as women.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Because I know a lot of women here can relate to that because we do. And we undermine ourselves and we define ourselves by our failures and our mistakes. What if we could look at those differently? What if we could shift our perception and our perspective around what our stories are, what we bring, all of that? What if we could do that? And that's what forgiveness does. It doesn't really, it's not about just apologizing and saying I'm sorry and getting forgiveness. It is also about looking at what's keeping me from myself. What's keeping me from that ownership and knowing who I am and how I can walk forward with my head held high and be that high achieving person, but doing it my way.
Yes.
Not somebody else's way either. And that's what you are helping to show me and so many others is you have really embodied that. And you're going, okay, yeah, it's a little scary. It's a scary because the whole journey can be a little scary, but it doesn't mean that you don't lack courage because you're doing it anyway. Right. And you're a beautiful example of that and for building up women and women leaders, which leads me to your Lead Her Academy. And the you have a Facebook group I'd like you to talk about. And also where can, because where there people can go there, women can go there and get more information, but also where else can people get more information about you and what you offer?
So, you know, when this interview got on the schedule, I realized because I've been so creative and fruitful since my work on forgiveness that I have these projects that I haven't quite launched yet. So I apologize for that. But I do want to share that for all of the goodies, there is a private Facebook group called Lead Her Biz Community, where it's dedicated and designed for female entrepreneurs to gain more information and knowledge and strategies with business. So we share in there, we communicate in there. And I do live videos of my knowledge in branding and marketing, all for free. It's private because I want it to be a safe space for women entrepreneurs to feel like they can ask questions that they're struggling with in business, right? Because that's the other thing. And all my social media is under my name, Wonderful Morrison, or Lead Her Biz Academy. And we share all of our goodies in there, but the private Facebook page has more of the upcoming things that are we're offering. And one of the things that I'm really excited about through this creative new perspective that I have is an app. That way, what you said, like when women can build their business their way at their own time, it is so helpful because a lot of times you can't just commit to that live, you know, training or that live because of your time zone or the part of the world you live in.
Right.
So we created an app that is called The Lab, which is the Leader Academy Biz app. And in there is two major trainings that has six modules each for building your brand. So the foundations of a brand and the foundations of marketing. Mm. But on top of that, we didn't want to just leave you with, oh my gosh, now I know how to build my business and market my business. But then how do I do that? Like, how do I get the technology I need? How do I get process my feelings about asking for more money? So we have curated a resource, a list of resource of women I have personally vetted and have worked with that you can get a hold of their training and, you know, talk to them. Brenda, you're one of the experts in the app because I think you have shifted me as an entrepreneur so much. It's vital. Like you can have all the strategies in the world and never do it because you're not emotionally there.
Mm, Thank you.
So I really feel like that is really helpful. So it's sort of a one-stop shop of a digital business growth. And then we built out a consultancy part of our business to help people really create messaging that works, really creating a brand that has power behind it, not just a brand that's recognizable, but that really drives people to want to know more. Yeah. And also a marketing strategy that's implementable and a step-by-step process, mm-hmm. but your authentic version, right? Not just a generic marketing strategy that you get in a course, but more about like, what does your specific business need to grow? What does your specific business need to expand and to reach more people? So all of that from working on forgiveness, people. Can you believe it?
I love it. Now, where can people get more information about your consultancy? Because your roadmap and blueprint is brilliant. And I want more people to have access to that if they're interested. So where do they get information about that?
So right now, because we're creating all this, my website is under construction. So the best way to reach me, honestly, is through my social media platforms. Right. Send me a message in Messenger, send me a message on the DM, and I will send you a link to schedule, just to see where you're at in business, just to do an assessment. It's free. It's no obligation. It's 30 minutes of just figuring out if we're a good fit or if you need that level of support or if you need the app. I really feel that talking to people one-on-one is the best direction because I want to get to know what people are doing and who they are and what their business is about. But secondly, I feel like not all services are for all people.
Right. Yeah, I agree. And talking about it is the best way to find out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, if the service is right for them. And what we'll do is we can put your scheduling link in the show notes too.
Perfect. That would be great.
So, my friend, thank you for taking the time today and sharing all that you did, because there were so many little golden nuggets, as I call them, in here that I can't wait to re-listen myself.
I'm really so honored to be here because I feel like to the majority of the world, forgiveness is this separate space. It's kind of like this personal, it's, you know, in my secret time space. But really, business owners, your level of success can only be matched to your level of belief in who you are and what you can bring. And to know that is great, but to be that is priceless. That is where you are unstoppable, I think. And that's where I think forgiveness and business need to be synonymous.
Yes. Thank you for sharing that so much. Absolutely. And thank you for coming and sharing your story and being willing to talk about it. And I just so value you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. And again, this has been such a treat to be here.
All right. Take care. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did enjoy it, would you do me a favor and share this episode and then follow us on your favorite podcast app so you don't miss one episode of the Forgive Yourself podcast, where every Friday you will get tips, tools, and stories so that you can turn your pain into peace. Take care.